You'll notice that the name of this operation, remember at first it was going to be a crusade, but they backed off that because PR agents told them that wouldn't work. And then it was going to be infinite justice, but the PR agent said, wait a minute, you're sounding like you're divinity, so that wouldn't work. And then it was changed to enduring freedom. We know what that means, but nobody has yet pointed out, fortunately, that there's an ambiguity there. To endure means to suffer. And there are plenty of other people around the world who have endured what we call freedom. Again, fortunately, we have a very well-behaved, educated class, so nobody has yet pointed out this ambiguity. But if it's done, there'll be another problem to deal with. But if we can back off enough so that some more or less independent agency, maybe the UN, maybe credible NGOs, can take the lead in trying to reconstruct something from the wreckage with plenty of assistance, and we owe it to them, then maybe something would come out. Beyond that, there are other problems. We certainly want to reduce the level of terror, certainly not escalate it. There's one easy way to do that, and therefore it's never discussed, namely stop participating in it. That would automatically reduce the level of terror enormously, but that you can't discuss. Well, we ought to make it possible to discuss it. So that's one easy way to reduce the level of terror. Beyond that, we should rethink the kinds of policies, and Afghanistan's not the only one, in which we organize and train terrorist armies. That has effects. We're seeing some of the effects now. September 11th is one. Rethink it. Rethink the policies that are creating a reservoir of support. Exactly what the bankers and lawyers and so on are saying in places like Saudi Arabia and on the streets, it's much more bitter, as you can imagine. That's possible. You know, those policies aren't graven in stone. And furthermore, there are opportunities. It's hard to find many rays of light in the last couple of weeks, but one of them is that there is an increased openness. Lots of issues are open for discussion, even in elite circles, certainly among the general public, that were not a couple of weeks ago. That's dramatically the case. I mean, if a newspaper like, say, USA Today can run a very good article, serious article on life in the Gaza Strip, there's been a change. The things I mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, that's change. And among the general public, I think there's much more openness and willingness to think about things that were under the rug and so on. These are opportunities, and they should be used, at least by people who accept the goal of trying to reduce the level of violence and terror, including potential threats that are extremely severe, could make even September 11th pale into insignificance.